He's been good to you. Hallelujah. You know, my Bible says that Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever, right? I mean, he's always the same. So what that means to me, that if he did it for one, he'll do it for me, right? He's no respecter of persons, so if he touched somebody, I'm going to get in line and say, Lord, me too, right? I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not stopping, because he is Lord, amen? And he loves us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you'll open your Bibles to Romans chapter 10, I hope you have your Bible tonight or your phone or whatever you read the Word out of. Glory to God. You know, every morning I get up and I read the Word, and I read it out of, you know, different translations, and it's all right there on my phone. It's kind of cool. But there are times where I just have to get back in the book. I have to look at the book. I have to, you know, and I have some Bibles that are all torn apart because I've read them so much, right? But I can find things in those Bibles I can't find anywhere else, because I know just where they are, where the page is torn, or where the, you know, whatever. I've got a couple of Bibles that don't have the last couple chapters of Colossians. I don't know where they went, but they're gone, right? That doesn't mean I don't believe in them. It just means that they're missing. Hallelujah. Look at verse 17. It's a very familiar, very quoted verse. Chapter 10, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I was praying the other day, and I heard this statement, and it's just been rolling over in me ever since. It says, faith comes by hearing, not having heard. Faith comes by hearing, not by having heard. And that's really incredible, because what happens oftentimes is we'll know something, we'll believe something, but because it isn't freshly heard in our minds and in our spirits, then we don't have faith for it. Our faith begins to wane. Because, oh, I heard that 10 years ago. I heard that a long time ago. And it's very interesting. A couple of things. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But faith comes by hearing, not by having heard. And listen to this. Hearsay isn't really hearing. Hearsay. You know, in court, if you got up and you said, well, I want to be a witness on this particular fact and in this case, because I heard that somebody else said that this was the case, the judge and the lawyer would say, stop right there. That's hearsay. That's not firsthand information. That's information that was gotten because you heard somebody else. Now, let me tell you this, that I love Christian books, and I love hearing testimonies from other people, and they inspire me, and but really, that's hearsay. Faith doesn't come by hearsay. Faith comes by hearing. Glory to God. And hearing by the Word of God. And hearing by the Word of God. So we have to keep the Word of God fresh on the inside of us. Where promises of God are concerned, and where we just want to believe, come on. By hearsay, you can't swear to the truth. Right? Hearsay, you can't swear to the truth. So if I said, Brother so-and-so said in his book that this is what God says, that's hearsay. And that can inspire me. That can point me in a direction. But I need to get into the Word myself and meditate on it and talk with the Holy Spirit about it until it's no longer hearsay, because I heard. Are you getting it? I heard. This is not a truth. This is not his truth. That's not her truth. I'm not saying, well, I believe because brother so-and-so believes. I believe because the Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit and it came up into my spirit because I heard, right? I heard. And you can hear the Word of God. You can hear the Word of God. Jesus is very interesting in the parable of the sowers, and I think in other places. He said, let those who have ears to hear, let them hear. And I've said this before, but everybody that he was talking to had paddles on the outside of their head. Right? There may have been a few deaf people, but for the majority of people, they were able to articulate sound. But he said, those who have ears to hear. You see, in order to have faith, you must have ears to hear. Not my opinion, not somebody else's opinion, but what does the Spirit of God say about the Word of God? Right? So I want more faith. Well, faith doesn't come because I pray for you for more faith. Faith doesn't come, you know, because you've been saved for 10 years. Faith doesn't come because you've read somebody's book. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm not saying that you can't get faith by somebody preaching at you, but if they're preaching the Word of God, the Holy Spirit has to make it real on the inside of you. So you know that 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 you know. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you know. Right? But watch this. I believe that the Holy Spirit can speak to you about something and you walk in the revelation or the truth of that and then not meditate on that. And your faith for that wanes. In other words, man, when I first got saved, I believed God would supply all of my needs. And I watched God do things miraculously with my checkbook, with me going on trips, doing different things. But because I haven't stayed current in my hearing, I had heard, but I'm not hearing now. So I need to revisit that and say, wait a minute, God, I've gotten into a comfortable place in my walk with you, and so I haven't had to reach out in faith for something because it's been easy. And God has said, well, you heard, but lately you haven't been hearing. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And so God wants us to have a relationship with Him to where we're hearing. So what I mean by that, I mean, you know that I went to Rhema Bible Training College, and Kenneth Hagin was the spiritual father, the spiritual leader, and he talked a lot about you can have what you say. And so we had confession sheets out there. I believe that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I believe that He'll supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I believe, you know, on and on about just scriptures. That what was that doing? When quoting that, what were you doing? You were putting into your spirit and washing your mind with hearing what the Word says. But now you know, well, I've been saved. Now, I've been saved for a while. Now, I know that. And all of a sudden, you're not dependent upon the revelation that you received of the Holy Spirit for something. You're resting in yesterday's news. And God wants us to get back to where we're believing God for things. Right? I believe God. I believe He can supply supernaturally. I believe, watch this, once I've heard something, then I can know something. Now, I can tell you, now, you know, we're believing God for the building fund to be at a certain level, and we're believing, you know, for a building and all of that, but I'm basing that on Scripture, yes, and I'm basing that on what I, you know, kind of feel in my spirit, but I haven't spent time with the Holy Spirit and His Word making that a reality on the inside of me. How do you do that? You do that by hearing and 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 begin to declare what you've heard. See, when God puts that on the inside of you, you go from, well, you know, if it's God's will, I believe we'll have a building someday, you know, the perfect building, to our building's here. Our building's on the way. Our building, I'm thanking God right now. I'm thanking right now that we have our building. In fact, the Holy Spirit's putting this picture on the inside of me, what it looks like, what we're going to do with it. I'm ready because I know that I know that I know. The money is just not even a consideration at that point because it's already paid for because you've heard. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And the minute that we start to get some money or you know, things start to go a certain way. We're comfortable. We're able to pay our bills. We're able to do all that because God has provided for us. We get lazy in our believing. We get lazy in our looking after hearing so that we can build our faith. Does this make sense to anybody? And what I'm saying is that we need to get back to the basics of God, I need to hear. Now watch this. This can even happen with our salvation. All of us, if we're truly born again, and that's a big qualifier, if we're truly born again, there was some time when the Holy Spirit spoke to you, because you can't get saved without the Holy Spirit drawing you. So faith comes because you heard the message, but the Holy Spirit put inside of you your need for the message. So you believed, you got born again because you believed. And because of that revelation, you fell in love with Jesus. But if you don't continue to walk in the revelation of the Word where your salvation is concerned, you can grow cold. Right? Well, you know, I go to church. I praise the Lord every once in a while. Every once in a while, I fit in the Word somewhere in my life. But you're not hearing at that point. You're living on having heard. And so your faith isn't vibrant. Your faith isn't alive. Your faith isn't going for it. Do you know what I mean? And it's time for us to get back to where, Lord, if I've backslidden, and I don't mean you've fallen away and you're into sin and all that. I'm not talking about that, but I'm saying, Lord, if I'm not vibrating, right, with my passion for you, that's probably a good indicator that I've heard, but I haven't been hearing. Right? Because if you're still hearing, you're still blown away with the fact that He became sin for me, that I might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm right with God. I've heard it, and I've heard it, and every time I speak to God about it and talk to God about it and review it in His Word, and I have my Scriptures, and that's one of the things about having a physical Bible that's so awesome, because when God speaks to you something, you can highlight it, and so that every time you pass by, oh yeah, I remember. I know people that they'll get something like that. I don't necessarily do this. I probably should have, but they'll write a date down right by the Scripture in their Bible of when they heard it the first time. They've read it many times, but there was a day where they heard it. They heard it. Let me give you an example. Some of you have heard this example before, but I got the mic. It's my story. I'm telling it again. So I was in Bible school, and I'd been, this is the first time I'd really been away from family. Yeah, I'd moved out. I was living on my own, all that, but I'd away from my family. So about 2 or 3 months into it, I was on my bed. I got to tell you about this apartment that I lived in. When I first got to Tulsa, I knew nothing about Tulsa. I knew nothing about the Midwest weather. I knew nothing, right? So I got to school. I was in this hotel room. I wanted out of there for sure. So I got a note from a guy on a pegboard, and he needed a roommate. I thought, okay, yeah, I'm all in. Let's do this. We had an upstairs, like an attic apartment. No, zero air conditioning. We had, you remember those old box fans? We had two windows in the room. We had a box fan in either side. Sounded like an airplane factory in the room, right? Vibrated. It never got below 90 degrees for the first 3 months in that room. Hallelujah! So I'm laying on the bed, and I'm meditating on the scriptures, and you know when something happens to you and it's an event in your life, when you start talking about it, you're back in it. Do you know what I mean? Like something dramatic has happened, something traumatic has happened. You start talking about it, and it's like you're living it again. So while I'm talking about this, I see myself on the bed. And I'm in the Gospel of Matthew, and the verse came to me, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father? And I heard something. Because the minute that I said that, I read that verse, I thought about my dad who went to work every day. Rain, shine, he had a lot of kids, right? And so it didn't matter how he felt. He didn't have sick leave. So he'd be burning up with fever and get up and go to work because he needed the paycheck. He needed the money. I can remember him giving things up. He'd wear holy shirts. You know, I can remember T-shirts that he wore for years and years, and they had holes in them so that I could have soccer shoes. Right? If my dad, being evil, and what it meant by that is that he was affected by sin, know how to give good gifts. And I really truly believe that my dad would have laid his life down for me. Right? I believe that. If he being evil know how to give good gifts, it just jumped up in my spirit. Why? Because I heard the Holy Spirit say much more. Much more. What did that do for me? That built something on the inside of me that says, my God would never break my leg to teach me something. Would never steal or kill one of my kids so that I could be more humble. Would never, you know, I mean, there was something with my theology that changed at that point. That if it was in my dad's power to help me when I needed help, he'd help me. See, my faith in who my Father in heaven was grew exponentially because of the fact that I heard. Now watch. But I can go along not thinking about that. And that becomes something that I heard. And I get in trouble later in my life and I go, well, you know, maybe God will, or maybe God won't, or I read something, or I hear something, and so what has happened is I'm trying to live on having heard rather than on hearing. Are you getting anything? Come on. So it's like, Lord, get us back to hearing. Get us back, and if we've had revelation before, oh God, forgive me for letting that slack. I need to refresh myself in that, right? Some of us need to get back out our old confession sheets and begin to speak those over ourselves, speak them over our children, speak them over. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, right? It's so good. What you've heard in the past doesn't mean you're current in your hearing. Go to Mark 11. That's not in my notes down there, but we're going to go there real quickly because I want to show you something that is so important, and yet we miss it. Now, I want you to know that Kenneth Hagin didn't write Mark 11. He didn't write it. But verse 22 says, have faith in God. Now, how does faith in God come? How does it come? Hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. The Holy Spirit had to speak to you somehow for you to have faith in God. Now watch this. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatsoever things that you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Here's what we do. We begin to walk in things, so we begin to say some things. I've heard that he meets all my needs according to his riches and glory. I've heard, and we keep repeating that. We face a mountain of debt or a mountain of a bill or something that God's trying to get to us, and we begin to speak to that, my God shall supply all of my needs. And we begin to get bold in that because the Spirit of God makes it alive on the inside of us. And we begin to speak it and say it. And even in the midst of lack and no way to make it happen, we say, no, my God shall supply all of my needs. God spoke to me, this is supposed to be mine. And I'm speaking to the mountain of doubt and of lack. And I'm commanding you to shut up and get out of the way because God has spoken this to me. And all of a sudden, we begin to see some things happen. We go, woo, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And we begin to have situations happen. I'll give you an example. When I went to Raymond, I came from Seattle area, lived in West Seattle, and then in Port Orchard. And I went to Raymond. Well, I had one sports coat. It was a houndstooth sport coat. This was back in 1980. That my aunt had made me. And it was really precious, really nice, except, and I really didn't ever notice it until it was pointed out to me, that one arm was put on a certain way and the other arm was put on a different way. So the pattern didn't really match, but that's all I had. So anytime I wanted a sports coat or dress up, that's what I put on. So I said, God, I'm believing you, and you supply all my needs for a new suit. Couldn't afford it. By this time, I was associate pastor in Southern California, and a couple of the families got together. You know what they brought me? They said, God spoke to us to give you a new suit. Why? Because I believe that I received the new suit. Right? Now that might not be a big deal to you, but it was huge to me. And this is really not about, God, I'm believing you to get things. That's not it. But Lord, I'm believing you for souls. See, if you can't believe God for natural things, how can you believe Him for spiritual things? See, I used to go around saying, God, I believe that if I open my mouth, you'll fill it. I believe, God, that in the self-same hour that I need something to say, the Holy Spirit will give me that, right? But if I'm going by now, what I heard then, when I get into a situation where I need to speak, I'm going to go, okay, I need to get into my thinking and come up with a three-part message and based on the book I read yesterday, hearsay. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the Holy Spirit said, that is such second-hand information, and you can't grow in your confidence with me based on that. See, because faith is many things, but faith is confidence in what God has said is for you. Right? And that comes from a relationship that you have with the Word and with God. So what I'm saying is get into the Word and begin to speak some of the things over your situation. If you need peace, find scriptures that talk about peace and begin to meditate on them until you hear. And then once you hear, you'll begin to speak them out of faith. Are you getting me? Lord, I just believe. Bless God, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. You know, there's scriptures that we just, well, that's nice. Isn't that nice? For instance, Philippians, it says, have chapter 4, verse 6, do not have anxiety over anything, but in everything. Did you know that's not a suggestion? That's not a, well, wouldn't it be nice? You know that everybody has an opportunity for anxiety, right? Everybody does. Stress, everybody has an opportunity for stress. But once you hear that the Spirit of God is put on inside of you, that you can cast all of your cares upon Him, for He cares for you, you can live a stress-free life. It's your inheritance in Jesus. Right? But you won't grow in that if you haven't heard that. And sometimes you don't hear it until you've heard it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Why? Because you go back to your default programming. I'm a worrier. My mother was a worrier. My grandmother was a worrier. We come from a long line of worriers, right? That's just my nature. That's just who I am. Well, first of all, you haven't gotten a revelation that you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. That old things have passed away and your DNA changed, your family line changed the moment that you got born again. So you need to hear that and hear that and hear that and replace what was with what is. Are you listening to me? And you need to get that on the inside of you until it becomes so real to you that, bless God, I have it right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. How many have ever had their heart broken? How many are still dealing with the effects of a broken heart? Now watch this. That's real. But if Jesus said He came to heal the brokenhearted, we need to begin to declare, my heart is not broken any longer. For the healer came. When I got saved, my heart got changed. I refuse to walk in the brokenness of my past. Is that possible? Yes. I said yes. But we can't get free of a broken heart because we heard somebody else did. Now, somebody's testimony can inspire us to say, is that possible? And it's worked in me. Well, if God did it for them, would He actually do it for me? Yes. But I have to hear it for myself. Come on. Whew. But how many know that you get your heart broken one time and there is a possibility that down the road somebody else might do something stupid and you get it broke again? Right? So what do you need to do? You need to renew, watch this, you need to renew your faith in the healer of the brokenhearted. I heard it back then, but yes, have you heard it today? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And sometimes we aren't doing the very things that we know to do or that we did in the past and that we're resting now in our maturity in the Lord. You know, I've been saved for 30 years. I was saved when I was 5 years old, and I'm saved. Listen, if you're not hearing, you're not growing. and not, well, I heard. I had a testimony. Aren't you tired of hearing what God did in 1930? Really, I mean, I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the fact, watch this, I'm grateful for the fact in the Azusa Street revivals, they had fire on the top of the roof where actual fire trucks came many times to that building because people reported a fire. Isn't that awesome testimony? I'm grateful for that, but my faith in hearing that can't produce it today. What do I mean? I believe the glory of God is here. I believe the anointing is here. And even though I'm grateful for a testimony I had in the 80s or the 90s or the 2000s or the 2010s, I want testimonies of now. So I need to hear for now, not having heard what happened then. Are you with me? Come on. I believe the Spirit of God is here. And I'm so grateful that I prayed for people in the past and they've been healed, and that's wonderful. But what about now? I believe right now that when I lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover. So that cancer has to leave, that blindness has to leave, that deafness has to leave. Come on. That brokenhearted people can be restored, that addicted people can be set free. Come on, the deliverance can come. Not because it happened back then, but because I've heard right now that I shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I shall cast out devils. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I need to hear it now, not back then. Glory to God. Go with me to Acts chapter 19. You can't get secondhand information and receive firsthand faith. Let me get that again. You can't have secondhand information and get firsthand faith. Faith comes by you hearing. I've been around a lot of people, and they're always saying, well, brother so-and-so said this, and brother so-and-so said that, and brother so-and-so did this. And that's good. I have no problem with us having mentors in the faith, but at some point, it has to go from brother so-and-so saying to the Holy Spirit saying, spoke it to me. I know that I know because I know that I know. Right? I know that I know because I know that I know. And if I don't know it, then I need to spend more time with the Holy Spirit until I hear it so that I can grow in it. Verse 13. Acts 19, verse 13. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. You all know the story. You know where this is going. But listen to that principle. I believe God because I read this book by brother so-and-so. And he had an experience with God, so I'm believing God. What you're saying is, I'm believing God in Jesus' name by what brother so-and-so said. That's not faith. Because you haven't heard it. Are you getting it? No, I'm saying it because the Word says it. I'm believing it because the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I'm believing it because it's become real on the inside of me and the Word of God has come alive on the inside of me. So now I believe, I trust God. This is the reality of who I am. So I'm not praying or trying to exorcise a demon because Brother Summerall said I could. I'm doing it because the head of the church gave me a commission to do it. And so the authority that I'm standing in is based on His Word. Come on. Verse 14 says, also there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. This became known, both Jews and the Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell upon all, and the name of the Lord was magnified. I mean, how many of us have said, well, I tried that faith thing, and it didn't happen for me? I'm just suggesting that there may be a possibility that you haven't heard yet. You had hearsay information, but you haven't heard yet. Well, that worked for me before, but it's not working for me now. Maybe it's because you had heard, but you're not hearing. Are you listening to where I'm going, man? It's like, Lord, I'm believing you, God, right now in Jesus' name. Switch this around. Lord, I believe for my spouse to get changed, but, you know, 15 years later, he seems to be going back into the same person that he was. And so, God, that must not have really worked. Or, you know, he's just a backslider. No. Love believes the best of every person. I believe love is working in my husband and my spouse and my kids. I'm believing God is working inside of them because I believe that my inheritance or my children and my children's children, and in all of them, the name of the Lord will be magnified and praised in Jesus' name. Come on. It didn't work once and it won't work now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it before, he'll do it again. But I need to be speaking what I believe based on what I've heard, not on what somebody else has said. And the only way you can do that is to get into the Word for yourself. It's not what somebody else said. It's not what somebody else said, but it's what I've heard. Years ago, I went through something, and again, many of you have heard this story, but great fear came upon me. I had been afraid before. You know, I've been afraid when I rode in a single plane airplane. I was afraid when I went on certain rides. I was afraid, but I never experienced fear. You know, they talk about a spirit of fear. There was fear that brought torment to my life. I was saved, been saved, been through Bible school, was preaching, but there was a spirit of fear that came upon me. And I cried out to the Holy Spirit, Lord, I need a word. I need some help. And he led me to Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be thou not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will uphold thee with my righteous right hand. Behold, all of those who are incensed against you shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. You'll look for them, but you'll not find them. Fear not, for I am with thee. Right? I spoke that over and over and over and over again. And I was at an intercessory prayer meeting in Tacoma. This is years ago. And the pastor that was there, he said, listen, we want to pray for Bruce. He's going through something, and we just need to pray for him. And so they gathered around me, and one of the brothers that was there said, listen, I've got a scripture for you. Isaiah 41:10. So what did I do? I heard. I stood on that verse. And there was a day that came when those who were making an accusation against me to destroy me, it became as nothing. In fact, they called one day and we've never heard from them again. But it had the potential. Fear had the potential to crush me. But I had to stand on the Word of God. I had to have something to hang on to. I had to hear and keep hearing so that I could believe. And that produced in my life. Well, fear came on me today in the same manner. It never has, but I won't in Jesus' name. I would have to go back to that scripture or other ones that God gave me and begin to speak to myself what I'd heard. Come on. And that's true with all the promises of God. Right? You're not going to get rid of the spirit of fear like I had, or there was, I didn't have it, but it was coming against me by hearing my testimony. By being in a room where you just go, oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God's not giving me the spirit of fear. Because you're emotionally impacted by my testimony, but you haven't built up the resource of knowing so that you can stand against it. Does that make sense? That's why oftentimes you've read books and they haven't worked for you. You go, well, man, I worked for them, but God must not like me because it's not working for me. No, you have to know. let's go to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. And you all know the story, but let's go quickly to verse 27. And this is the woman with the issue of blood. It said when she heard about Jesus. Everybody say heard. What'd she hear? What'd she hear about Jesus? That he was healing the sick. That he was casting out devils. That he was, you know, wherever he went, people were being touched and blessed. But when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if I only may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And immediately the fountain of blood of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around to the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, do you see the multitudes who are around you? And you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, my power just healed you. So he said, my ability, my greatness healed you. He said, your faith. How did she get faith? She got faith by hearing. She heard that Jesus was coming by. She heard that Jesus healed. She believed that if she touched him, she would be healed. And then she acted on that and walked in that to the place of pressing through the crowd. And we can't get into the whole thing. But she heard, she acted, and she received. She heard. How many other, just think about this, how many other people do you think in her community had things that they were suffering with? Probably plenty, right? Many, 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 many people. But not everybody heard. They might have heard hearsay. They might have thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if, but it can't possibly happen to me. Look at that crowd, man. There's a lot of people there. I 5,000 people around. How am I going to get to him? She said, if I touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. So she went through. And Jesus said, it was my touch, but it was your faith that healed you. Come on. How many want that to happen for you? Right? How many are waiting for the next evangelist, the next person with the anointing to come through to receive from God anything? Now, I'm not against that. I know there's people with special anointings for special things. I'm all for that, and I believe in that. But the reality is I don't have to wait for somebody else when I know that God has promised me something in His Word. But I need to get with the Holy Spirit and hear it for myself. Hear it for myself. Whew, your faith has made you whole. Look at Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18. back when the healing revivals were happening in the United States, they were all over the country, and they had big tent meetings. They had, you know, evangelists come through, but they'd have revivals that would last. They, you know, preachers coming to churches that they'd last 2, 3, 4 weeks, 6 weeks sometimes. Same preacher preaching every night. But often what they do is they say, listen, if you're here tonight and this is the only meeting that you can make, we'll pray for you. But if you're going to be at the meetings, we don't want you to get in a prayer line until you've been here at least 5 times. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And they want them to be at the place where they knew that when the man of God laid hands on them, they were going to receive what God gave them. Sometimes we come up wishing and hoping but not knowing because we haven't heard before we pray. Is that... Luke chapter 18 and look at verse 35. I have to quit in a minute. How many know you can't exhaust the Word of God? You just cannot. Verse 35, as it had happened, he was coming near Jericho that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. How many know he was there every day? That's how he lived. He lived by begging. I've been in places. I was in Morocco years ago, and there was people that lined up in the street, from little kids to old people, and that's all they did all day was beg. That's how they ate. That's how they lived. Right? Not like the guy down at Walmart that's doing that for a living, going 3 blocks and living in a nice place. Well, right, right. It wasn't the same thing. Glory to God. Verse 36, and hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Why did he say that? Because he'd heard that other people had Jesus have mercy on them, and they received healing from them. He'd heard, so he acted on this. Now watch. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, and then he cried out the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near him, he asked of him, What do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And then Jesus said to him, Receive your sight, your faith, not my power, not my presence, but your faith has made you well. So do you want peace? Do you want joy? Do you want to be healed? Do you want to have your finances taken care of? Then get in the Word of God until you hear it, and then you'll have something to stand on to receive it. Amen? So don't go by on what you have heard, but go by what you're hearing right now. Amen. Y'all get something tonight? Lord, we just thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord. Forgive us for living on yesterday's manna. God, we just ask you right now, Father, to just quicken our spirits to hear from you, Lord. We want to believe for great things, God. We may be older, we may be more mature in the Lord, so to speak, but Lord, we want to believe like we first believed. We want to believe for supernatural signs and wonders, for supply that goes beyond our ability to receive, Lord. We're believing you that you're a great big God and that you're for us, and that what you did before you'll do again and you'll do it in us. Lord, we thank you that you're the great I am who is now, not yesterday, not 3 months from now, but you're the God of now, because now faith is. Lord, we just believe you, we praise you, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's the first step. Just cry out to him and say, Lord, I've sinned. I repent of my sin. I want to walk with you. I want to change my direction. I ask you to become Lord of my life. I believe in my heart And so I'm saying with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead. And I believe right now in Jesus' name, your life can be changed and totally directed in a different way if you'll call upon the name of the Lord. Thank you for being with us. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.